of record Olympics for Team GB. The best ever games away from home. Second place in the medals table with 67, two more than London 2012, and ahead of China. There was plenty of negativity over Rio before the Olympics started. Concerns about Zika, safety, logistics, political and economic issues. But sport eventually took over. We may have seen the last of a few Team GB greats at the Olympics. Rower Catherine Granger became Britain's most decorated female Olympian with five medals.
It's not something I set out to start my career to try and achieve. Immensely proud.
Jessica Ennis-Hill had to settle for heptathlon silver after her London 2012 gold.
Now, after London, I couldn't imagine, you know, having 4 years and getting to the stage again and being motivated, but here I am and, you know, I've got another medal.
Sir Bradley Wiggins is now Britain's most decorated male Olympian. His gold in track cycling's team pursuit, his eighth medal.
You've got to be happy with your lot in life. I am, so that's it, I'm off. Thanks for coming.
But the future looks bright. Swimmer Adam Peaty got the medal rush underway, gold on day two with a world record.
I couldn't think of anything better. I didn't really do it for myself, I did it for my country.
Max Whitlock became Britain's first ever Olympic gymnastics champion and ended up with two golds.
It's been a crazy journey and it's paid off massively, and to walk away with these medals that I got here is such a good feeling.
Special mentions for Jack Law and Chris Mears, Britain's first diving gold medalists. What a good place to be. That was the first women's Olympic hockey gold for Britain.
It's the most surreal feeling. I feel like I'm in a dream, as do most of the girls.
That's defender Sam Kwek after her side beat the Netherlands in a dramatic final, which ended in a shootout.
When the anthem went, you could hear everybody just started crying, and it just means the world.
Tennis and golf had some big-name absentees, but Britain was represented by the best it could offer in those sports. An emotional Andy Murray retained his tennis title, and Justin Rose won the first golf gold in over 100 years.
I can't believe I'm standing here with it hanging around my neck. It's heavier than you expect. Expected to be.
Mo Farah had a difficult build-up to the games, plenty of distractions, but he's now won the track's distance double twice. Even with a trip and stumble, he got victory in the 10,000 metres and then the 5,000.
Just want to continue winning medals for my country and make the nation proud.
A number of London 2012 stars won more golds, including Nicola Adams, who became the first British boxer to retain a title in 92 years. Alistair Brownlee claimed a second Olympic triathlon gold ahead of brother Johnny.
We wanted to do it at London, but didn't quite pull it off. And then to cross that line and to pull it off was just a brilliant feeling.
American swimming legend Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian ever, won five more golds. Jamaican sprint superstar Usain Bolt says he's one of sport's greats after winning the triple treble, nine golds at three games in his last Olympics.
It's history, eh? The man is a legend.
Young children go to the Olympics just to aspire to be like him.
Britain's sporting power couple made history. Track cyclist Jason Kenny equals Sir Chris Hoy's British Olympic record of winning six golds. His celebrations modest.
Just try and get back to some form of normality, hopefully. Get a few pies in before then.
Kenny's fiancée, Laura Trott, became the first British woman to reach four golds.
I mean, he's so laid back and so chilled, and whereas I get very nervous before events. Like, I'm literally a nervous wreck, but I think it's good that he's just not, he's the complete opposite, and I think that kind of yin and yang works.
Was Rio perfect? No, it had its issues, but the sport was often spectacular, and Brazilians, in the most part, eventually embraced the games. It'll long be remembered as a historic and unforgettable Summer Olympics for Team GB. It's over to you, Tokyo.